7004.
Hey, 7004, so we got a little reroute for you coming up, and I just wanted to judge your familiarity with that 33rd overpass at Lombard. Now, if I was to tell you to veer right at the fork instead of continuing on to Columbia to stay on 33rd, would you know what I meant?
Are you saying turn right and it merges into Columbia, is that right?
Yeah, you know at 33rd where it splits and it goes left and right, basically, you always veer to the right and then you stay straight and you end up on Columbia. However, there's another option to where what you could do is merge right and then veer right, and that keeps you on 33rd. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Not where it keeps me on 33rd. I'm not familiar. I guess I haven't done that.
Okay. So basically what you're going to do is when you go over that overpass, you're going to come up to it, you're going to veer to the right, and you're going to be in that little, like, single lane, you know, walls on each side. You're going over the overpass. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay. I think I follow you now. So I'm going over the same overpass that I always do. And then when I come down it, instead of merging to the left, I'm going to stay over to the right.
Affirmative. When you come down off the overpass, your regular route is to stay straight and then to merge onto Columbia. But the reroute that I'm giving you is what you're going to do is you're going to merge right. So you're going to have to change lanes just as soon as you get down to the bottom of that hill. And then that's going to force you to veer right, and that continues 33rd. And then you'll kick yourself out to regular route naturally just following that.
Okay, I copy that. So I'm going to skip that loop altogether then.
Yeah, affirmative. We're skipping the Columbia, we're skipping the 21st, we're skipping the, what's that other street, Riverside Way, we're skipping all of that. So we're just going to go straight down 33rd the whole way.
Okay, copy that. I've got 2-3 people on the bus. I'll check with them. If anybody needed off over there, I can drop them off there on the way back because I go right by there on deadheading back.
Okay, copy that. So at the end of this route, you're deadheading back. And the does the deadhead normally have you going Riverside Way to 21st?
That's correct.
Okay, well, it might be blocked. I'm not sure the exact blockage point. So what I would almost recommend is if you do have somebody that needs those streets is to just drop them off at the corner of 33rd and Riverside Way, and they'll just have to walk it from there.
Okay, copy that. And then how should I deadhead back then? Any suggestions?
Yeah, what you would do is when you leave your layover, just take a left off